This is WCWP 88.1 FM. I am Bobby G. This is the Thursday Night Rock Show, and tonight I have as my special guests two of the members of the Cranberry Merchants. How you doing there?
Doing awesome. How are you, Bobby?
Great.
I'm very good. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Steve Moore. I'm the guitarist and the bassist and the singer.
And I'm Diane Moore. I play drums, keyboard, and do some vocals, too.
And you are a husband and wife team?
We are.
Uh-huh. And how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, it's actually for a pretty long time, not always as the Cranberry Merchants. We had a band back in the 90s called Halcyon AD that we did for a few years, and then, you know, for a while, you know, we had kind of gotten away from music. But this past summer, we decided to get things going again under a fresh band name, and here we are.
Very good. I've had the chance to listen to some of the things you sent me. We just heard before your track that's actually getting some attention in the indie countdown charts and things like that, The Black Mariah. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
I had it's probably about, the track itself is actually, written in 1997. I had gotten a new foot pedal at the time, and I was taking it through its paces and had come across an effect that was a really extra dirty kind of distortion effect. And in kind of tinkering around with that and just playing different things on it, we came up with, you know, the main hook riffs for the song. Diane thought it sounded kind of like sort of a rusty old machine, so she had put a drum patch under it that kind of complemented that, and this led to that, and that led to this, and it, you know, the whole thing came together, and it's a really great experiment in minimalism that worked, you know.
Yeah, and you've got that sampling in the track also. Can you tell me where that's from?
The samples that you hear in there are Thomas Edison. For those who don't know the story about the Black Mariah itself, that was the name of the building that Thomas Edison built at his laboratory complex in West Orange, New Jersey. And it was kind of the world's first movie studio where he did experiments with his kinetograph, which was kind of like the first motion picture camera. And he had all kinds of bizarre vaudeville acts of the day. Things like dancing bears and cat boxing and all kinds of dancers and Annie Oakley shooting up the place, you name it.
Yes. I had a conversation with one of my fellow DJs here. Her name is Bernie Bernard. She's been with the station almost as long as I have. I go back a really long time to my college days, to be accurate. And we did have a discussion about the Black Mariah. I just wasn't sure if our studio audience would catch on to that. But it's really quite interesting. And you have some other tracks I'm going to play in a little while also. One of them is In the Blood. So let's talk about that, because I'm going to play that after we do our interview. And that's completely different in terms of my ears anyway, in terms of style.
Yeah, it is very different. Of course, very different subject matter, too. It's kind of a straight-up rock track. Really, it's I guess the closest thing we would have to something that is maybe a little bit more political. It was also, written like in the late 90s, but seemed more relevant now as far as what's going on in the world today. It's just kind of about, holding to your own morals and your own opinions at a time when, the world is trying very hard to pressure you into, jumping on political bandwagons and, trying to change the way you think.
Now, when I listen to that, I have a certain perspective as to, what you're channeling, some of the groups that might have influenced some of that music that's in there. So why don't you talk about some of the things that were influences for you?
Steve and I actually come from, kind of different areas as far as our musical influences. Steve grew up listening to a lot of classic rock, things like Led Zeppelin and The Who and The Rolling Stones, where, I was a teenager in the 80s and grew up listening to a lot of new wave kind of stuff like Duran Duran and The Cure and New Order and that type of thing. So, you know, I think our music kind of meets in the middle, you know, with that kind of rock edge, but maybe, you know, a little bit of new wave in there as well.
Yeah.
I can date myself. I remember when the first Led Zeppelin album, and we had records at the time, came into this very radio station. Matter of fact, I'm working at the same studio.
awesome.
Yeah, I know. And I'm back 9 years now. I was in retirement for a while from radio and got invited back when we had another station that simulcasted that was sold. And the new wave stuff I had a part of also. I worked at my first commercial station in Garden City. And we were, you know, one of the first stations to play some of that stuff. So I touch on both bases there. And I pick out a couple of things that I hear in the background there that I think are influences. So what are some of the bands that you really love? Let's give me like five or six of them from each of you that you're really into. Could be current.
You know, of more current stuff, I guess, you know, I like stuff like Maroon 5 and, you know, Imagine Dragons, but into a lot of... you know, like the 90s stuff, like Collective Soul. Mm-hmm. You know, we both like, you know, a lot of 80s rock, like Heart and Foreigner, that type of thing.
Yeah. I probably still hold to a lot of the classic stuff I grew up with, like, you know, The Who, The Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart, you know, of course, Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Whatever, Queen, you know.
I'll share a lot of your common interests there. And then after we listen to In the Blood, we're going to play yet another track, which is called Going Nowhere. Now, I have a group in mind that I definitely hear channeled on that. That's an instrumental track. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Going Nowhere it was originally a vocal track. When we went to release it, we weren't happy with the vocal take, so we released it as an instrumental, but a vocal version will come out, you know, in the not too distant future. But for right now, it's an instrumental. Going Nowhere, the vibe of the song is about taking road trips. That's one of our very favorite things to do. Just the kind of whatever mini or maxi adventures that you get into when you're out and about with your best friend, just going wherever the road leads you.
Very good. I feel a little bit of a channeling of Deep Purple in that. Do you agree with me or not?
No, I hadn't heard that before, but I can see where you would say that.
There's a slight little riff of My Woman from Tokyo in there. If you listen to it, play them side by side sometime. I had an interview one time with Brian Auger, and he put out a new CD with Jeff Gulab, who had passed at the time. And there was a song that they recorded together, and it took me like weeks to figure out what this little riff was in my head. And it actually had come from a folk singer at the time. Well, not totally folk, but his name was Kenny Rankin. And it took me forever to track down the little riff in that. So when you guys, you know, put them together side by side sometime, get back to me and tell me what you think, all right?
Well, I mean, now that you mentioned it, it's like, yeah, okay, I can see where you'd say that. I know that song very well. Yeah, I can see where you'd say that. It's like,
I like to listen to everything so that I can hear it in my head without the music playing. That's what I do. I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and I said I like to play songs to death, literally, so that I know them so well I can hear them in my head. You know, and they don't actually physically have to be playing. And then I move on. And then, you know, many years later, sometimes I said, I haven't listened to this in so long. It's nice to hear it again. You know, or if a really long amount of time goes by, I might not remember everything, but that's what I tend to do. So I've been listening to this pretty solidly the last several days since we, you know, got the MPs and stuff over. So tell us how we can get you music.
Well, we are all over the internet. You can find us on iTunes and on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can also hook up with us on social media.
Right.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on all the major streaming services like Spotify and SoundCloud. You can find us very easily anywhere.
Go to Google and put Cranberry Merchants in quotes, and we're everywhere.
Okay, and if you're ever on tour or anything in the New York Long Island area, let me know, and I'd love to come by. And every once in a while, I get one of these people that they actually can come up to the radio station, and sometimes they'll perform in the studio or just hang out with us for a while and play DJ with me, something like that. So you have an open invitation.
Oh, you better believe it.
Well,
yeah.
If we would love to. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if you're up in the New York area at some point, you let me know, okay? Anything else
Absolutely.
You want to mention before we wrap up and get to listen to these tunes, or anything else you want to pass along?
Well, we just want to, say thank you very much for, for giving us a listen and for giving us a spin. And, we appreciate all the folks out there that have been voting for us on internet radio and everything. It's been awesome.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
It's been a pleasure to have you. I'm going to play the tunes, and while I do that, I want you to stay on the line with me. For everybody else, I'm going to be playing music. You guys stay on the line with me, okay?
Wonderful.
All right.
I'll talk with you off air.